Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Come through, Queen. I wanna see ya. Come through, Queen.
Hi, everyone. It's Dan.
And Brendan.
And this is Come Through, Queen. You thought you were gonna get us this week? Well, surprise, here we are. It's Thanksgiving in the United States, and we're here, baby.
I'm back, bitch.
Brendan's back, and we have a lot to do.
Yeah, first of all, we need to open the applause up for one Tinsley Mortimer.
Love was winning, to quote Phaedra Parks.
I mean, we knew that she got married a couple weeks ago, but the photos are out.
Oh, the photos are out.
So this is from People. Tinsley Mortimer is sharing a glimpse of her dreamy wedding.
Mm.
The Real Housewives of New York alum, 48, surprising.
Mm, yeah.
Tied the knot with Georgia businessman Robert Bovard in Palm Beach on November 11th.
So a few weeks ago.
Yes. Same wedding date as friend to the show.
Oh.
Tall Pale.
Wow. Congrats to Tinsley and Tolkien.
In an exclusive interview with Town & Country, Mortimer spilled the details. Per the outlets, the bride walked down the aisle wearing a Monique Louvet.
Oh.
You know that designer? Monique Louvet or whatever?
No.
I don't know. Tulle gown featuring floral appliques, while Bovard donned a Ralph Lauren suit. According to Mortimer, the best part of her wedding day was being surrounded by family. She said that her sister Dabney, who famously she has made out with, served as her maid of honor, and she made her walk down the aisle with her baby daughter in arms. Meanwhile, Bovard's young son Bobby was his best man, and his twin daughters Ruthie and Mary were flower girls.
Who we saw for the first time without emojis on their face.
Exactly. And I will note, the bow tie that he was wearing and the clothing that his children were wearing was all green, and I'm pretty sure was in tribute to the Masters Golf Tournament, which takes place in Augusta, Georgia.
Oh.
It was the same exact green.
So he's like a golf super fan.
Yeah, and he's like an Augusta guy.
Okay.
Like he owns a company that's like Augusta something or other.
Now, I would say you left out one notable face
at the event.
Dale.
Yeah.
Who looked overjoyed and happy for Tinsley.
Good. And she was also wearing green.
She was also on trend, on color, with her green dress, mother of the bride. Yeah. Obviously happy for Tinsley. I wouldn't be surprised if we never saw Tinsley again.
I know. But like, just like this little glimpse of news from her really made me miss her.
I know. Oh, Leah Mobb at the wedding.
Oh, was she?
Yeah.
I did not see that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What did she wear?
I don't know. I saw the picture, but like it didn't stick with me. I don't think she was on the green trend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So we're going to move on.
Mm.
And Variety posted this article yesterday called Behold, Variety's 40 Most Powerful Women on Reality TV in 2023.
Okay, so this is in 2023.
Yes, and it's written by Emily Longretta and Kate Arthur.
Yeah.
And I've decided we are going to play the most rapid fire game of care or don't care.
Yes.
Where I'm going to challenge Dan, and then we can reflect on a little bit of it after.
Okay.
Okay. So Mel B.
Don't care.
Christine Brown.
I care because I like hearing people talk about her.
Yes. Candy Burris.
Don't care.
Nicole Byer.
Care.
Chanel West Coast.
Don't know who she is.
Okay. Julie Chen Moonves.
Oh, care.
Savannah Chrisley.
Don't care.
Sasha Colby.
Care.
Barbara Corcoran and Lori Grenier.
Care, but not for 2023.
Sure. The D'Amelio family.
Do not care.
Tori Deal.
Don't know, don't care.
Okay. Paige DeSorbo.
Care.
Francesca Farrago.
Don't know, don't care.
Okay. Ceree Fields.
Oh, care, care, care.
Heather Gay.
Care.
Teresa Giudice.
Barely care.
Nikki Glaser.
Don't care.
Alex Hall.
Don't know, don't care.
Paris Hilton.
Don't care.
Carrie Ann Inaba.
Don't care.
Tamra Judge.
Care.
The Kardashians.
Don't care to be lumped together like this.
Okay. Heidi Klum.
No, don't care.
Vanessa Lachey.
Don't care.
Padma Lakshmi.
Care-ish.
Care a lot. That's okay. The only time I'm chiming in. Charity Lawson.
Don't know, don't care.
Okay. Jenna Lyons.
Care.
Ariana Maddox.
Barely still caring.
Jenny McCarthy.
Do not care.
Katy Perry.
Don't care.
Amy Poehler and Maya Rudolph.
Don't care.
Why are they here? Nicole Polizzi and Jenny Farley.
Don't care.
Tiffany Pollard.
Care a little bit.
Kyle Richards.
Barely caring.
Aisha Scott.
I don't care.
JoJo Siwa.
Only care because she carried Tom.
Okay. Chrishell Stouse and Mary Bonnet.
Care for Mary.
Okay. Gwen Stefani.
Don't care.
Lisa Vanderpump.
Don't really care.
Michelle Visage.
Don't care.
That's it.
Michelle closing out the list.
I think it was alphabetical for the most part. Maybe?
Maybe?
I don't know. It went Vanderpump to Visage, so that makes me think.
The Kardashians. was the...
I have a few notes here, and it's like all the notes. Okay. Mm. I'm confused by Heather Gay's presence in the most powerful list.
She is very powerful.
Okay. I really do like her, but it just like to me.
Maybe they saw last night's episode.
Okay.
Early,
yes.
And like
yes.
That shot her to the top. That
are you
going to
throw
powerful.
Off the wagon or whatever?
Who's going to churn some butter? Yes. Who's going to set up a bonnet?
Okay. And I've said this to you when reading the list, but if we're doing Jersey Shore, for us not to be picking Sammy Sweetheart in the year of our Lord 2023, when it's like, this is Sammy's year.
Yeah. It's the reason people are even talking about Jersey Shore this
year.
I mean, a lot of the list kind of felt like an all time pick situation.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Like not that like this year was particularly of note.
And to me, it's like, heavy on certain shows, like it's Housewives heavy, and we're obviously like a Housewives podcast,
sure, yeah.
But it's like Housewives having a way where I'm like, why are you picking these particular ones? Like, Kyle makes sense to me,
sure.
Lisa makes sense to me given the cultural phenomenon that Vanderpump Rules became this year, but then the others on that list,
I'm Candy like, makes no sense,
Candy doesn't make sense to me. Like, but who else would be on from Housewives, you know?
Yeah. I don't like what were like big cultural Housewives moments of the past year? I don't know.
Good question. Jessel?
Jessel should have been on.
I mean, Jenna Lyons makes sense.
Yeah, Jenna Lyons makes sense.
Like when you say powerful, like the list of most powerful reality stars.
Like what does power mean?
Yeah, but it's like Jenna to me makes sense. Like she was on The View and Jimmy Fallon yesterday. That's like two major mainstream shows that like Housewives don't usually appear on.
Sure.
But yeah. That was fun though.
It's a list. So my complaint was also, it felt a little like if we're going to do this, let's do this. Like let's at least do a photo shoot with some of these women.
A sit down,
a round table, a discussion. This kind of felt like just like a little BuzzFeed-y to me.
Yes.
Which I didn't love.
Also, I was in LaGuardia on Friday. Did you know there's a BuzzFeed like store?
Oh.
And it's basically like any old store where you get like your like trail mix or like a book. Yeah. But it's like BuzzFeed branded.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Weird. I didn't know that was like a brand that had a brick and mortar.
LaGuardia is a whole new world these days.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm more of a JFK girl these days.
JFK's over. Mm. I mean, if you're flying within the US, you got to go to LaGuardia. It's also so much easier to get there from where we live to compared to JFK.
Well, I don't know if this is changed, but the parking situation at JFK is easier.
I don't drive, bitch.
I know.
I'm just simply a passenger.
You're simply a passenger. Okay. Wow. I think that's it for the news. We have a whole bunch of shows to get to.
Should we start with Potomac?
We should start with Potomac, which I'm loving being with my girls.
Yeah, same. It's interesting. I mean, like, Ashley just showing herself as, like, the doggone villain from the jump this season is interesting to me.
Like, three episodes in.
Yeah. And just, like, so blatant with it.
Yeah. Huh.
It's, like, everything that Candace was ever telling us.
Mm. Listen to Candace.
Yeah.
Well, we're still at Ashley's. Karen and Robin are, like, kind of just, like, sitting down for what feels like a truce.
Mm-hmm.
Like, neither of them are really sorry, but they're going to, like, lay down their weapons, it feels like.
Yeah. Robin is in a new era, I feel.
She's fighting for her life.
Just, like, trying to get through.
Yeah.
Her being, like, this is later in the episode, but her being, like, the liaison to be, like, the first meeting that NECA has after, like, being introduced to the whole group is funny to me.
I know. The Wendy versus Mia thing. It's weird because, like, Wendy and Giselle are not even looking at each other.
I know.
But, like, Wendy is going after Mia.
It's wild.
It's just, like, tough starting the season. Like, already so many of the women in bad places with each other.
I know. We need, like, a reconciliation before this. I think this is, like, actually maybe one of the reasons why, like, Andy was trying to coach the New York woman to, like, make up with each other by the end of the reunion.
Yeah.
It's like, we need to start a next season at, like, a good place so we're not, like, doing this too much.
Yeah. You do got to give credit to Ashley and Candace at the end of the episode. I mean, we're jumping around a little bit, but, like, to be in the same room, sitting down next to each other.
Mm-hmm. Ashley tits out.
They're talking to each other. They're saying, like, we will be in the same room with each other. We actually, like, enjoy being late night girls with each other.
Yeah. I think, like, Giselle needs to learn her way around an apology a little more with some of these girlies.
Giselle's, like, the most, like, stonewally.
Yeah.
With both Wendy and Candace.
Yeah. But with Candace, it's like, we also forget fucking Ultimate Girls Trip 3.
Mm.
The torture that we had there.
I think a lot of people just, like, block that out of their mind. Like, I don't think that's even canon, Girls Trip 3.
Yeah, it's like, my memories of it are a tequila bottle and then, like, people in those weird vans.
Mm. I did laugh when Wendy invited Ashley to the first communion in front of so many women who would not be invited.
Yeah.
That made me laugh.
Yeah. Wendy's wild also. Like, speaking of the first communion, the stuff she says to her son about, like, how she's going to wear white to his wedding.
No, I was loving it. I loved being in the Osefo home.
Yeah.
I loved wearing Happy Eddie apparel.
Doing rehearsal for the first communion.
I love doing rehearsal. I love the energy that both Wendy and Eddie have during the rehearsal. Mm-hmm. They are alive.
Yeah.
It feels like that family loves each other.
They do.
They all love each other.
Yeah.
It's interesting that the two boys are getting the first communion at the same time because they're, like, 2 years apart.
Maybe she was just like, let's lump them in.
I know. Because it is, like, she was talking about in this episode, like, having to take them to, like, I guess the class to get the communion every Sunday or whatever. She's happy, like, that's over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Giselle and Grace shopping for college felt a little inconsequential to me, not to be mean to Giselle and Grace.
Yeah, I think it's like, as we've said before, I think whenever Giselle's with her kids, it does bring out a little levity in her.
Yeah.
Also, like, we know, like Grace pointed out, like, we know that Giselle was a party girl. We've seen the photos.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she was the big woman on campus back in her Hampton days.
As Karen told us about Hampton University.
No, but, like, some of, like, these come up on, like, Reddit all the time, but, like, the photos of her, like, from when she was in college, Gorgina.
Okay, Karen visiting Mia's condo, and we do graduate to a hug, maybe because the kids are around.
Yeah. Karen is so funny for this. Like, the handshake stuff.
I want to say, like, Karen is having a great season thus far.
Yeah, of course.
Like, every time she's on the screen, she's lighting the screen up.
Yeah. Just, like, also her walking into that store later and, like, getting a bug bite while walking in and, like, making such a big to-do about it.
Oh, God. So then we, like, learn that Mia is taking special offense to Wendy's comments because her son is having some, like, learning disability issues.
Mm-hmm.
So she, like, particularly does not like what Wendy is saying.
Yeah.
We are introduced to Kiarna.
Mm-hmm. Star. I feel like Star from the jump.
I wouldn't go that far.
Okay. Maybe like a twinkle,
like a twinkle in your eye. what's not quite a star? Like an asteroid. She's an asteroid. She's currently an asteroid.
She's an asteroid.
Well, we did put two and two together. The big fight is between Kiarna and Sesame Street Deborah.
Oh my God. Whenever they show Deborah and they use that like horror music.
Yeah.
That. Okay. So funny. Like when she's like popping up behind Robin and NECA when they're having the conversation at Ashley's and they do that little music for 1 second, but also like so mean.
Okay, Deborah, after everything from last year, like the audacity to come back.
Bitch, like people love attention, good or bad.
Does she think like, oh, okay, I was on last season. I don't have a contract to be filming like as a housewife right now, but I'm going to give it another go. And then they will eventually, like, she's not even a friend.
Girl, like, think about Kim G, think about Kim D, how long those people stuck around.
Sure, sure.
Just because of the attention. Like, they like it good or bad. Like, I'm surprised she's not making, like, Sesame Street merch.
Well, I'm sure the Jim Henson company would have something to say about that.
But, like, with me, it's like the moment somebody says anything negative about me, I want to flush myself down the toilet.
Flush yourself down the toilet. Okay. We eventually go to the First Communion. Wendy's mother is acting up.
Of course.
And like when then that's when we're like learning about Wendy's mother calling NECA.
Yeah.
And like defending the family.
Yeah, but there's all these like accusations which are so wild.
Okay. So NECA is telling Robin how she knows Wendy.
Mm-hmm.
And like there's a cousin-in-law involved with photographic evidence and blah blah blah, and like Wendy's being like, oh, like she's saying she knows me, but like I don't know her, and like this is kind of fourth wally, but like we all know you, like you're on TV, like what do you, of course, yeah. like it's kind of reminiscent, remember like last season of Atlanta, like the candy. And who was that new girl that was like...
Courtney. Yeah.
That I know you and you don't know me.
Yeah. It is very that.
Yeah.
It's actually almost a direct comparison.
Yeah.
But then like Ashley's getting in the mix with like the Osu stuff.
Yeah.
And like I don't even know where Ashley came up with half this stuff. Ashley's a villain.
Good. She's a good villain. Yeah. I had a good time.
Yeah.
I love it.
I think it's fine.
Great. Okay. You think it's fine. Okay. Let's head on over to Salt Lake City. Which, guys, I love it.
It is wild.
I love every single minute of it.
It feels like a scripted television show.
How could they come up with this on their own? Although, like, I kind of want Meredith to come up with something, because she's the one, like, floundering a little bit, I would say.
I feel like she's doing perfectly well.
Oh, okay, okay.
She's exactly where we need her to be.
Sure. Not everyone could be at a 10.
Yeah, and I mean, like, she gave us 10 just a few episodes ago. Let's not forget season performance. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay, okay.
That's, like, going to be one of the most iconic, like, moments out of this year of Housewives.
Yeah, you're right, you're right, you're right, you're right, you're right, you're right. Okay. Monica and the eldest daughter. And the photo albums.
Davis football. I noticed that. I was like, oh, me promo.
Oh my God, they were doing you promo.
Yeah. So walk me through this.
Okay.
Okay. So there is the birth father.
Yes.
And then Monica remarried at some point.
And I believe that man is the father of her other three daughters.
Okay.
And oh my God, the story of the bottle of OxyCotton. No, the plastic bag. The
plastic bag that the girl was holding.
Oh my God.
And she left. But then she like was like, is that guy still around? Is he still alive?
His face is blurred out.
So he must be probably still alive,
I would say.
Okay.
And we're talking about Monica's baby pictures and those all being destroyed because LD broke up with her birth father.
LD millionaire. People made bad decisions with their photos back in the day because it was like you had the one physical print.
Yeah.
And so like people would like cut people out, not knowing that like maybe you would want that photo for later.
Yeah. But also people had negatives.
Yeah. But like nobody really went through the motions of like bringing the negatives back.
Yeah. But no one talks about negatives.
I know. They were always in that like little extra pocket.
And just thrown in the garbage.
Yeah. Now we've got these fucking iPhones.
Oh my God, with like a billion photos.
Yeah.
You could fill like a library.
But it's like
garbage photos.
If you go look in my cloud, it's like sentimental photos right next to like Housewives memes. It's like, that's not good either.
Yeah, we got to work this out. Okay. Angie K. Sean date.
They have nothing to say to each other.
Okay. Angie K. arriving to the state. From Mars.
She looks like Xenon, girl of the 21st century.
She went on an intergalactic space mission.
You know what?
Good.
Good. Whatever Angie K is doing this season,
it's working.
It's good.
She's serving your honor.
We've never met a girl like Angie K.
She's serving your intergalactic panel chief.
And it's just so funny because like last year... We knew her last year.
Oh yeah, but this is a post alien abduction recruitment into the intergalactic warrior army.
You know what? I'm surprised I haven't been abducted.
Maybe you have.
No, I think I would know.
No, I think that's the gag, is the girls don't always know.
No, but I would know.
Okay, sure. No, I like, so Brennan just makes on AI photos of like aliens just doing things. So to me, that reads as you were abducted.
My favorite one is aliens eating McDonald's with witches.
Like, he's so convinced he's not been abducted. And to me, it's like, no.
No, but like, if I had been, I would know that those were my friends.
Or how about the fact that like, that's all you think about are the aliens. And like, the rest of us are not thinking about aliens all the time.
Wait, really? What do you think about?
My paprika app.
Use code CTQ to download paprika.
I wish. I'd be happy to partner. Yeah, so she's from Mars. So it's like women are from Mars, men are from Venus. No, men are from Mars, women are from Venus.
Well, also gender is a construct.
Mm, yeah, T. These two. Are we all sleeping in that massive bed? Like
silent.
Angie, Sean, Electra, the dyed dog.
An alien
among us.
No, it's like, so you and Alex, you're a married couple. Mm. Do you talk to each other?
No.
Do you know how to talk to each other?
No. We talk all the time. What are you talking about?
It's just like her not knowing how to speak to her husband on a solo date.
Okay. Now here's another question. She's complaining about his country music, which, like, okay, fair. Like, maybe you don't like country music. He's complaining about, and I don't even understand this. She's listening to the Humpty Hump. Like, isn't that the song? It's like, do the Humpty Hump. Like, is that a song people listen to?
If you dress like Angie K, you listen to that.
Isn't that just like a song that's like played like at a wedding or something?
Like the cha-cha slide.
Like, is she listening to the electric slide going Ooh. About her day doing errands?
I would. You wanna do it? It's electric. Boogie, boogie, boogie.
Wow. That has fallen out of favor, though.
We've got
da, na, 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 na,
the Cupid Shuffle.
Yeah.
I love the Cupid Shuffle.
That I would listen to in my leisure. Yeah. Anything else to say about these? I mean, I could talk about these two for like actually the full episode.
No, I think we can move on to work.
Okay. You got to give it to Heather, guy. This Wendy's sponsored.
Do you think she made some money off of this? Because Lisa's obviously been doing Wendy's SponCon.
Yeah. So is she getting a piece of the pie?
Do you think?
I hope so.
I love Wendy's.
Mm. Yeah, it's pretty good.
One of the best fast food.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's your order?
I don't go that often.
Okay. Well, like, I have my order like same from high school.
Okay.
Spicy chicken.
Yeah, we get that.
With cheese.
No cheese for me.
And then, yeah, the meal. And then we went to Wendy's after P-Town last year.
Yeah.
When they had the strawberry Frosties.
Oh, no. Chocolate Frosty all day, every day.
Well, you got to try the promotion, which I did.
Strawberry Frosty to me feels like synthetic. Not that they're harvesting like cocoa beans for the chocolate one.
You're like delusional.
Okay. Lisa driving into the boulder. Didn't like Lisa like fall like into the, no, she couldn't open the fence going to Whitney's.
Yeah.
No, she's driving to the boulder at Heather's.
And like Heather been like, oh, I wanted to remove that. And Lisa was like, oh yeah, you should.
The Heather Lisa duo is so incredibly powerful.
The fact that they're sitting next to each other at the reunion.
So incredibly powerful. Should we talk about the reunion seating real quick?
Yeah.
Okay. Heather Gay. Lisa. I want to say.
Meredith? No.
Meredith.
Is it Meredith?
Yeah. No, because it's Monica, Meredith, Whitney.
Who are we missing?
Angie K.
How
could we forget our little Martian? So it's Heather Gay, Lisa, Angie K. And then
Mary comes later.
And then hopefully, but not the case because LD Millionaire confirmed, Nar. She's not at the reunion.
Hopefully Jack Barlow shows up.
From Orange County.
Yeah.
Not Bogota.
But like, isn't it just a visa issue? Mm. People were trying to be like, oh my gotcha. God. We got gotcha. We got Lisa. The Housewives internet these days is like the most brain numbing space that you could exist in.
Oh my God. We're part of it.
I know.
We're part of the internet.
I know.
We are pretty brain numbing.
I hope your brain is numb.
Nice and soft brain. Okay. Let's talk about Whitney and Angie at this bar, which I feel like we've been at this bar 100 times on the show.
Oh yeah.
But like, I don't know the name. Why don't we know it? The name? It's like Cheers.
I know, but like all these, even the restaurant we were at earlier with Angie K and her husband, like the waiter's apron looked familiar to me.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, we've been here before.
Okay.
It's not like a Rails that we like, we know we're at Rails in New Jersey.
Well, because like you always got to cross the train tracks to get to Rails.
Exactly. And Jacqueline and Reed is like shoeless in the parking lot.
Okay. So Angie talks about she hasn't, like, she's so happy because she hasn't been having any girl time. It's like, you're not having any girl time.
But you're always with Lisa.
You're not having any husband time. What time are you having?
She's having Lisa Barlow time.
Oh, just Lisa Barlow time.
Yeah.
24/7.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe she's always with that poodle.
She's always with the poodle. She's always with Electra.
I want to know about the poodle. Mm. And I want to know, like, if that's okay.
I mean, I think the people that do it will tell you it's okay.
We're talking about the dye job.
The dye job, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Whitney is continuing, like, this performance of a lifetime, like... Justin and I went on our anniversary trip and we just looked at each other and said, are we going to do this? I don't know. They love like pretending there's marriage trouble.
Yeah. The thing about Whitney this season is I feel like she's trying.
Mm.
She's like lip syncing for her life this entire season, but nothing's hitting, which is why she's last seat.
But she is like... contributing to the soup, I want to say.
She is. Like, I think early on, like, when she brought Angie K to Trixie Motel, I thought that was a great move.
Yeah, that's a great move.
But, like, this Justin stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
The sit-down podcast with the Wild Roses and the Marxes.
Okay. This episode dropped, like, today as we record this episode right
Which
now.
Which is smart on their part.
Of course, of course. Great, great. Social strategy.
We're always talking about how they need to drop the stuff when it needs to be dropped. So yeah. Great strategy.
Great strategy there. The audio is so bad.
Is it giving Come Through Queen 2016?
It is akin to it. But like, we were just two doofuses trying to figure it out.
But like we've said, maybe we've only said it offline, but there are so many podcasts produced by actual companies.
I know.
That just like, we don't need a mic.
But like, but there's someone being paid like to produce.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting. And the episodes are only like 20 minutes long. And we saw half of the episode in this episode.
I think that podcast length is so interesting to me because I do think there is a market for people who only want to listen to like 20 minutes of something. Mm. That's not me.
Brendan.
I need hours. I need 46 hours like Barbara Streisand.
That's your ideal podcast length. You want to stay up for like 2 days straight.
Like I obviously listen to Jeff Lewis live every day. Mm. It's only an hour. It's like, what am I supposed to do with the rest of my 23 hours?
Oh my God. Okay. Let's go to Heather's Pioneer Day.
Okay.
You have a little sourpuss on your face. Oh, did I misread your face?
I don't know. No, I'm self-conscious.
No, because you were like, okay. Like for me, I'm like, sign me up. Where's my bonnet? Where's my jar of heavy cream?
Oh, I could see you in a bonnet. I just bought heavy cream today.
Oh, for your famous mac and cheese.
Yes.
Did you ever do this little thing with the heavy cream as a kid? I did it.
I did a lot of things with heavy cream as a kid. Not this, though.
No, we did this in like first grade or kindergarten or something. And I was like so amazed by it.
Yeah, I bet we did it too. I feel like they were always trying to get us to... like pretend to be pioneers back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Like between like the Oregon Trail and then in my library in elementary school, we had a covered wagon that you could go and read in.
And did you all go around and say, who would you throw off the wagon?
Yeah. I was like, fucking Daniel Gilbert. You're gone, bitch. Just kidding. If you're listening to this, you were my best friend in elementary school. I miss you.
Aw. The butter making for us was less like trying to be a pioneer, more like, look at this.
Science. Okay.
It's biology.
Isn't it like just cooking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what unlocked this hobby of mine.
Did you have home ec in middle
school? I was so jealous.
We had home ec. It was my favorite. Yeah.
I felt robbed as a child to not have home ec.
Yeah, we got to sew, we got to cook.
Oh my God.
And then for some reason, like, there was a computer and sometimes I played a Barbie game on that computer. But yeah, it was fun.
Home ec. If only, I wonder what direction my life would have gone if I actually had home ec.
Probably be exactly the same.
Yeah. Okay. Making the dolls with the rocks. I actually this could have been such a nothing, but I loved the packaging of it.
Yeah. I mean, it was like at Trixie Motel, we were with the dolls, and yeah, at the Pioneer lunch, we were with the dolls.
Yeah.
Just different dolls.
Yeah. Just quickly about the reunion again. What a travesty that it was not Trixie Motel. Like, not that we filmed there, themed. But themed.
That would have been brilliant. I'm like, and also like, to be honest, bring Trixie out for a segment a la Nicki Minaj.
I think I tweeted that very thing to Andy Cohen with my ZMLS on my friggin' knees, either video or still shot, pleading for Trixie to come out.
Either video or still shot.
depending on the mood, sometimes like it's called for the video, sometimes it's just simply like on my friggin' knees.
Well, you should have just been like little girl. Maybe you got confused. Like, if you're tweeting something about Salt Lake City and you're posting something with like a New Jersey thing,
okay,
he probably gets confused.
The wires were crossed.
Yeah, he's busy doing something.
Okay. We're eating the Pioneer food. We got ribs, cornbread, mac and cheese, funeral potatoes.
Have you had those?
No, because I have come to learn funeral potatoes have cheese in them.
Oh, yeah, they do.
So
I've had them.
Not to like yuck Heather Gay's yum, but like mac and cheese and funeral potatoes feels a little redundant for me.
No.
No?
They're different.
I know, but it's like cheese on cheese.
Okay, you're Italian. What do you think happens in Italian restaurants? Think about it. It's all cheese on cheese.
I know, but like, what about me?
Oh, poor Dan.
Okay. So we play the game, who are you going to throw out the wagon? And like, was Lisa the first one to answer? Because like, I think that's the only answer.
It's evolved. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So we throw off Monica because she does not support other women.
Classic.
A classic reason, I would say.
That is in like the Housewives dictionary of things you can throw someone off a wagon for.
Like the 10 commandments of Housewives, one of them is maybe number one, like thou shalt support other women.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Monica does not do that.
Monica went to a bad place.
So like, I love Monica. Monica's entertained me. She was like losing me a little bit, but then like she came back. And then she got me. And then, like, Lisa really got me for getting up there when, like, after Heather pulled her aside.
Mm-hmm.
And was like, no, I want to, like, da-da-da, let's put this to bed. Let's move on, blah, blah, blah.
It was funny watching Heather react to Monica being like, and, like, in Heather's brain, it's like, you're not going along with the script.
I know, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We are here to do one task, and you're not going along with it.
I know, good girl. Heather Gay, like, wants to do a good job for production. Like, we have a class trip to announce.
Yeah.
Angelina K.
What the fuck was this?
Try as her might. Like, she's trying to have, like, this iconic moment, and, like, no one even bats an eyelash.
Everyone ignored it. Then I was thinking about the fucking people who work there who are going to have to, like, clean this glass out of the grout.
Out of the grass?
Yeah.
Yeah. Although she was serving.
It's like, she tries so hard, and that's actually what is making her an iconic housewife, because she tries so hard and flops.
And flops so hard.
All of her outfits are so unwell.
Peculiar.
But we love.
We love. And then just like the constant churning of the butter. Have me laughing and laughing.
Meredith especially.
It's like, okay, Meredith, if you're not going to like, if you're disengaging, at least you're engaging with the butter churning.
Yeah. And she like had in confessional being like, am I the only one who's going to actually make the butter? Like, we put butter on the table. We don't take it off or whatever. She had like some weird.
Okay. So like they come to terms, but then like, as we're making the announcement for the trip, Monica like has another breakdown, and the old Monica can't come to the phone anymore.
Because she's dead.
Look what you made me do.
Queen Swiftie.
She's like, she's dead. Like Taylor Swift said.
And like, actually like great timing because like, I mean, Taylor Swift has never been more relevant than now.
Yeah.
Oh my God. With Mr. Kelce.
I mean, we talked about them extensively during the pre-show last week.
Maybe I'll listen to that.
Yeah. And then Monica's little confessional, like, you know, Jen never had anything nice to say about Heather and Lisa. And now I know why.
It's like, now we're trusting Jen.
It's so silly. Yeah, that's all exciting. I'm loving it.
Should we jump over and do Winterhouse real quick? Okay. I think I'm the only person who actually really likes Winterhouse.
Yeah, the internet is not on your side. They're on
okay, but
side.
When's the internet right about anything?
Okay.
Tell me that.
Okay. I just don't know what are we doing here.
Okay, well, first of all, you don't like it because you don't know half the people because you are not a Bravo scholar in the way that I am.
Yeah. Okay, there was like a conversation between like Kyle and like Brian Benny, I want to say, and like maybe Alex Propson or something. Mm-hmm. And Kyle's like, you know, like all my years doing this, like the vibes have never been so good. Like, blah, 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 blah. It's like, maybe that's why I'm not liking it. The vibes are too good.
Well, yeah. And it's like, I do think that there's some casting choices that they could have changed a bit. I think like you have a problem with the Below Deck people because you don't know any of them.
Well, there's five of them now.
Yeah, I know. I think they should have focused on having Alex, Katie, and then Aisha should have been main Winterhouse girly. And then like if we wanted guests from the other two, then whatever. But we don't need the other two. I don't need Malia. I don't need Riley.
Riley is actually like, her presence is dizzying. Like, she came in and now is main. But like, Riley was not even teased in the trailer as like a special guest.
I know. And she's like rooming with Jordan, which is weird. And she's like making out with that like Fabio guy right off the bat. And then I feel bad for Brian because Brian Benny could be the star of the show.
Yeah.
But for some reason, he's like...
Well, everyone's thirsting over Alex and Corey so much.
Why Corey, though? Do people have eyes?
Corey, like...
Do we need to go to Lens Crafters?
Corey makes me so sick. Like, I don't like his energy at all. Schwartz, he's leaving next episode. Amanda just got there.
Well, Amanda's like, go on, girl, give us nothing.
No,
so far.
She's a mother. She's giving us mother hen. I'm like getting really disgusted with like the constant trashing of the house.
Well, fucking Casey just like threw a bag of chips like all around at some point. I was like, are you kidding me?
Like, what? After like the first cleanup, I'd be like, all right, guys, like, let's not really do that again.
That's why, like, when Aisha came in, she was like, does nobody mop around here? And she like felt the ground.
Oh my God, the ground must be so crunchy.
I know. I just like, I wish you knew Aisha because I do think she's a good woman.
Okay. Well, she is on the Variety Top 40 Powerful Women.
Exactly. Well, you said don't care when it came to her.
But like, what is so powerful about her?
She's funny. She's fun. She's a Kiwi. Like Katie, you know, my first internet girlfriend was a Kiwi. I met her in a Harry Potter chat room when I was like 13.
So like you guys like love one despite like time zone differences.
And orientations.
And orientations. The power of Potter brought you together.
It was really sick. So do you want to know her name in the chat room? Her name in the chat room was Lady Hufflepuff.
So she's like the founding mother of Hogwarts. Yeah. What was your name?
I forget.
Brendan.
I don't think I was using my real name. Also, like, was she actually a girl from New Zealand? Mm. The world will never know. There was no like identifying like factors.
So you never even saw a picture of her?
Oh no, this was like prehistoric internet. This was like before we were on like MySpace.
I know, but like pictures existed.
Oh no, but it would take like an hour to send like a JPEG. And I don't think like a lot of people weren't putting pictures online until like,
yeah,
like I was in high school basically. That's how old I am.
I guess you needed like a scanner.
Yeah, like I was going to scan and email a photo to this random person from a chat room. Just be like, no, I'll see you like whatever hour and whatever day our schedules intercede.
Were you like waking up in the middle of the night to like to find her?
Well, back then, like during like Christmas break, for example, I was always a late night boy. I'm still a late night boy.
Oh, you sure are.
But like less now because I'm now an early morning boy against my own will.
No, it's just for how the
body goes.
No, remember, like you were like welcome to late night, like staying up till like 2-3 a.m. during COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was not good.
That's fine.
Oh, okay.
It was COVID. What else was I doing?
Sure.
Yeah. No, yeah. Anyways, we can move on from my former love, a Kiwi.
Well, Schwartzy buys Floody the ugliest set of earrings I've ever seen in my life.
I know.
Like, truly nauseating.
Him being so triggered by her name being Katie. Katie Marie is the funniest thing.
Mm.
And I think that's going to come to a head next week a little more.
Before he leaves.
Before he leaves. We go to that hat store where he buys those ugly earrings.
Oh, yeah.
And it's very reminiscent of what's
Kimo Sabe.
Kimo Sabe.
Well, we got a bar.
And Danielle makes some bad choices as far as clothing.
Danielle's making a lot of bad choices up and down the block.
It's so... You can see it from a mile away. It's so bad. But also, like, I will say, Alex is being a dick.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's like if you're hooking, if you're penetrating with a woman in the house, you can't like flirt with this other woman right in front of her right away.
Yeah.
That's we bad. Need to think about our decisions.
Yeah. Every time at the end of the episode, when I say next time on Sunrise, I say next time on the season finale of Winter House.
Shut the fuck up. I actually like the show and I think they might get a reunion.
I know Andy talked about that on Twitter. If a reunion were to occur, give me questions. What an interesting way of putting that out there.
Brian Benny first seat. I do think we did need more karmas.
Mm. Okay, so I guess my top level complaint is I don't feel invested in anything because like none of this will continue anywhere. Like this isn't going to carry over to Summer House. I'm sure this is not going to be the same cast of Winter House next year. Like these relationships really do not matter to me.
Winter House has never mattered as much as the other shows.
Well,
except for Paige and Craig getting together. Well,
the prior Winter Houses, I think, sparked things that then mattered in Summer House. And then also was kind of like the JV for like.
So how do you know that none of this is going to carry over to Summer House? Have you seen cuts of Summer House next season?
No, I know who's on the Summer House cast.
But like these people can still pop in.
They could pop in, but they're not even Corey or Sam are main cast of Summer House this year.
Okay.
They're popping in, but they're not main cast.
Sure. But who knows? Also, we forgot to mention Jason. It's good to see him. And we got a Giselle.
A flash sideways.
Flash sideways.
A la Lost.
I don't really know what that means. It was either a flashback or flash forward.
Well, on Lost.
Because it wasn't filmed at the exact same time as we were seeing this.
It was on Lost, there were like originally it was like flashbacks. Like that was the big gag season one. And then eventually there were flash forwards. And then there was like some sort of like alternate timeline flash sideways. And we're now flash sidewaysing. Jason is simultaneously in Potomac and in the Winter House.
He's appearing in both, yes.
Yeah, and that's that.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So why don't we leave the slopes and check in with our ladies over in Beverly Hills?
Yeah, some other slopes. There's a lot of hills in Beverly Hills, right? Famously.
I thought you were like implying cocaine.
Well, no. I mean, like, that would have been the joke about like Dorit's bathroom or whatever back in the day.
Yeah, back in the day. Okay. So let's check in with Erica Jane and Renee Jane.
Mama Jane.
Mama Jane.
Oh, Mama Jane and Baby Jane.
Is that like whatever happened to Baby Jane or something?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
I just think, okay, I really do like Erica's house. Mm. I think it's like gorgeous, little perfect, little West Hollywood moment.
Yeah.
We don't have an extra bed somewhere.
I want to see a floor plan.
Yeah.
Dimensions. There's like a pool house too, mm-hmm. I think.
Because even in like my fucking tiny ass apartment, my Mama Davis came and stayed with me slept in a bed comfortably.
Wow.
And my apartment's like probably one third the size of what Erica's dealing with.
Yeah. So is bedroom number two?
It's a closet, probably.
Our glam cloffice closet.
Right. But like the pool house, doesn't it have a pullout at least or something?
I mean, Erica could sleep on like a pool. Is there an actual pool? There's a pool?
There is a pool.
She could sleep on like a...
A floaty?
No, like one of those like recliners by the pool.
Okay. Yeah, right? Sure. Yeah.
Isn't it, like the weather's always nice.
Well, not this episode. Remember, it was raining in Southern California.
It was raining after Namum.
Yeah.
I'm sad that you missed Namum last week.
Oh, yeah. I know. How iconic do you think Namum is to the canon of Housewives in general? Because it has taken off.
I don't see the longevity, and I'm not sure, like, there's a special place in my heart for, I thought you were going to be a little boring, like, like the look, the little, pomp of hair on top,
the bun,
that like red dress.
I know, but like, just like to come into an argument and your only thing is name them. I do think that Sutton is bringing, of modern day Beverly Hills Housewives moments, she is actually ending up bringing a lot of them.
Yeah.
Where like Kathy was bringing a lot of them.
Sure.
Too.
She's taking the torch. It's okay. I love Sutton. I think she's like so good on the show, but it is a little like disorienting with her being kind of like the number one girl.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's the headline.
Well, we are coming to this from, like, we are very active on Twitter. So, like, we see what we see. She's, like, Twitter's favorite girl.
Okay.
I don't think she's the number one girl for people who aren't as obsessive as we are.
Okay.
But, like, also, like, the behavior that Kyle's calling out. Like, Kyle's right to call it out.
Yeah.
Like... just to be like sitting there with like that weird cocktail.
Her Ocean Spray?
In the middle of the day or whatever.
No, it's good. Okay. Why don't we go meet our horse? Santos? Is that his name?
Yes. $47,000.
With Jennifer Tilly in tow.
Here's the thing. Jennifer Tilly, even though she like actually like didn't even give us much this scene... just her presence makes me very happy.
Well, you did want to...
I wanted her shirt. Her denim bejeweled shirt.
Yes. It's giving Taylor Swift promo. Yeah. I mean, it's funny because Tilly, like, sometimes gives the energy of, like, I want to be on the show so badly. And then during this thing with Sutton, like, hearing about Kyle, she's a little more reserved.
I think, like... all of us, she's a little bored by Kyle.
Tilly's bored by Kyle.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It was interesting that, you know, it kind of came up in conversation that Kyle fights with Sutton like a sister at the Garcelle event later on. Because that's what the girls are saying.
Yeah. And Sutton says, oh, you treat me like a little sister. And like Kyle's like, don't flatter yourself or whatever.
Kyle.
It's like, come on.
Kyle. Relax. Okay, we're at home with Garcelle and
Jade. We're making steaks.
We're making steaks, and she's telling them to turn it down, but actually you should cook the steaks at a high temp.
Yeah, so he's... I mean, like, to be 15 and to be cooking a steak, I don't know about you, but I wasn't doing that at 15.
Are you doing it at 40?
Sorry, it's okay when I say I'm 40, but for the record, I rounded myself up when Dan turned 40. Okay. I'm still 36. And I don't think I'm making steaks really, but I am making meats of various types on my stove.
Yeah.
I am cooking a lot more.
I know. Yeah. Listen, I love it.
Yeah.
And you bought the paprika app.
Yeah. And then I bought the paprika app and I didn't use it when I cooked dinner last night. Dummy.
Well, you know, I think like with a, not to like bring it back to the ad, but like it doesn't really take off until you fill it out, you know?
Okay.
You got to really fill it out with recipes.
Maybe my first recipe will be my iconic mac and cheese that I'm making tomorrow morning.
Yeah, that should actually like that would be great because then like that'll always be the first recipe. Like that'll always be like the first one you ever entered.
And that is the one that the girls always ask me for.
Yeah. It's like that and then Trump dip.
Oh, remember Trump dip? I
didn't eat it. I didn't eat it.
I know. I would have made Trump dip for tomorrow, but like half the people are vegetarian, so it's not really Trump dip. It is the dip that I made when Donald Trump was elected.
Yeah.
It's really good.
What's in it for the audience?
It's like, it's really simple. It's like, why are you like vomiting?
No, go. Explain.
It's like sausage, cream cheese, and Rotel.
Yeah. Well, what is Rotel?
It's like diced peppers, but canned. And you serve it with a Frito scoop, which is so good. You're like about to vomit.
Here's the thing. Love a sausage.
Uh-huh.
I have an iconic breakfast sausage that the girls go wild.
The thing is, all three ingredients of it are actually like ingredients that you'd eat.
Oh yeah, all separate, but combining a cream cheese and a sausage is.
Oh, don't turn your nose up, little bitch.
That's not the vibe.
Okay, it is the vibe.
Okay. Anyway. Crystal Kung Minkoff. Robert Minkoff and Jeff Kung Minkoff on a conference call.
Okay, Dan, so we watched, spoiler alert, we watched this all together today because it's a Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Okay. We have to like churn this out.
But think about this, like that's how much we love you.
No, Dan has like this visceral reaction to Rob Minkoff and I'm just like, how do you feel this way about this man who's like, kind of harmless.
Okay. I'm just like, I don't really want to be here.
You're like Googling his age and like, you're like, oh, he's 61. Like implying that he like looks like he's 80. But I'm like, actually he looks like he's like in his late 50s.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Okay. So we come to learn Jeff. Is that the brother's name? Yeah. Am I doing that wrong? Jeff and Rob love to travel together.
Yes.
Without Crystal.
Yeah.
And we also learn that Jeff is in China.
Trying to like get the girl back.
It's like, go get our girl.
Except it was the girl that Crystal was like, get away from her.
Go leave your girl during COVID.
I think that's so, like every time I hear this story told, I'm like, you stepped on his like,
Engagement,
his forever love, just to have him back in the States during COVID?
Well, I think it was more so to have him not in China.
Sure.
I mean, as we know, like there were actual lockdowns in China.
Yeah, but it's like, I don't know. The story is just so
to me. I mean, listen, you should stay with your fiancé.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Wherever that path may lead you.
Like, imagine, like, say you and Alex were engaged. Yeah. Something happens, and your family or his family demands, no, you have to be away from him.
Yeah. And then, like, you end up being away for a year, years.
And it's possibly, like, one of the most traumatizing times of your life.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucked.
Yeah, it's fucked. So she probably feels bad about that.
Yeah.
I think she does. Okay, so that's that. We
are we going to Garcelle's party yet?
Is anything happening with Dorit?
She has moments on the way to Garcelle's party.
Oh, yeah.
And she and Kyle have a FaceTime to talk about Sutton before they all get there.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's it. I guess we just go to Garcelle's party.
Well, I mean, Sutton and her photographer.
Oh, my God. I gotta say, this is one of Sutton's iconic looks. I actually almost feel like the event didn't do the look justice.
Yeah, the heavy side swooped bang in the front
with a chunky pony.
Yes, was a good Sutton look. She had a photographer come over who's, I guess, helping her translate the Sutton concept to social media. Mm. Just like every photo that they like showed us during that montage of like showing us photos that this guy took, I was like, okay.
Yeah, it was like, this didn't need to be hired. Yeah. Much like Seth Marks and Meredith Marks, like, who are we hiring?
Yeah. But she left Dorit waiting.
Yeah. Which, I mean, Dorit's left people waiting many times.
Of course. I mean, actually, like, my favorite look of Dorit was in Italy whenever they went.
Oh.
And it was actually kind of similar to Sutton's look, except for more high fashion. It was like all black.
Oh, yeah, yeah. With the big poofy hair.
Yeah.
Oh, my. That was the definition of C.
It was serving C. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, look up C in the dictionary.
But it's almost like, here's your taste of your own medicine. Like, if you remember, she showed up so late to Teddy Mellencamp's workout thing to make those pictures of her like posing against the window.
Oh, fucking iconic pictures.
Iconic pictures.
The ones people like commenting, like when Andy in Toy Story comes back into the room.
Oh my God. I just took like a sip of seltzer and almost spit it out. I mean, that was iconography. So now she has a taste of her own medicine.
Yeah. So we're going to Beauty in Essex.
Which isn't that like a New York thing?
It was a New York thing that I think was like real popular like maybe like 6 years ago. And then it went to LA. I think it still exists.
Okay.
Maybe I've been there. Huh.
The space didn't feel right for the event.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Because it was like a bar area, and there was a screening room, but it was like,
Put together.
Nobody, like, if you're going to have a screening, go to a movie theater.
Yeah, let's be in a movie theater that has, like, a room for you to have, like, a chic reception.
Yeah, or, like, fucking set up a bar in the lobby. That's a better thing than going and trying to make a bar into a movie theater.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Are we event planners?
I think so.
Yeah.
I really do. Okay, I love, you know who was serving C?
Ragamuff?
No, well, she eventually did later, but the first person to serve C at this was when Jax said to Crystal, let's go get her.
Oh my God. First of all, Crystal like joining the kids table, like Thanksgiving, put at the kids table as like the older cousin who's like, in their 30s, but still has to be put there. And then, yeah, Jax was like, let's roll.
You're my backup.
Yeah, let's roll.
I got it. You do got to give him credit because, like, need we remind you, he is 15, 16 years old.
I know.
Going up to this grown woman who's got, like, the sourest puss on her face all the time. So, like, that's, like, not a nice woman to walk up to. And being like, it's all good. Don't worry about it. I just want to clear the air.
Yeah, I think it's like he's so tall.
Yeah.
When you're tall, you can do anything.
You could do anything. Yeah. I'm not tall enough to do that, actually.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're a little pipsqueak. You'd go up to Erica and she'd be like, what are you doing, little boy?
And then she'd like stomp on me, like crush me. Yeah. So you got to give him props.
No, yeah. I did enjoy that. And I like Aunt Crystal just like being there and supporting her boys.
We should like get like, we need like a scene of like Garcelle, Crystal, and the boys.
Oh yeah. And like invite in Jeff too.
Yeah. So let's get that on the call sheet.
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Speaking of call sheets, we still have not seen our new girl.
Oh, well, Anne Marie is joining us next episode. I believe today something dropped in the news of like her husband
was accused,
being like accused and sued for some sort of like rape slash sexual assault.
Jesus Christ.
From like college in the 90s. So I didn't read the full thing. I just like crossed my desk today and I was like, oh, I don't even know this woman. And
right.
And we're getting this right
here
now.
Here we are.
Speaking of call sheet, Larsa Pippen's on the call sheet.
Yeah. And not only in the call sheet, she was like seated in between Erica and Crystal at this event.
Yeah. It's like, go on, girl, give us nothing, but squeeze your way. Like she was always center screen.
Exactly. It's, yeah. I like when we have our crossovers. I'm so excited, speaking of next week, for Cynthia to be in the picture. And like, if Anne Marie's joining this late, it's like, can't we get Cynthia Diamond if she's at the same party?
I know. Why couldn't Cynthia get Diamond?
God, there's something special. Ever since Big Brother, Celebrity Big Brother.
Something has changed within you?
Something has changed within me that I'm like the biggest Cynthia fan.
Mm. Yeah, her not understanding the rules really like changed the game for you.
It really did.
Ragamuff.
Good.
Ragamuff, good. Messy top knot.
Well, the story is that nobody except for Garcelle knew she was showing up. Not cast, not crew.
Mm. So we're scrambling to get a mic on her.
And then, from what she said, from what I've heard her say on like Jeff Lewis Live and stuff like that, they just kept inviting her back. That's why she keeps on coming back.
And she just like, at this particular event, just keeps saying crazy things.
Yeah.
Like, girl, I forgot you could act. So I'm trying to remember like, who ran her off the show? Is it Rena? So that's why she didn't want to be on the show. It was because of Rena.
Rena, but also... Okay.
Well, Erica was minion.
Didn't Camille have something to do with it?
But then she's coming in like
coming in
hands.
With Camille next week. But remember, wasn't that a big part of like Camille running off the reunion stage, her dress falling off? Wasn't that against Raga?
Well, that's the prior year, because the year that Denise leaves is COVID. Reunion.
Yeah, then it was Rena.
Yeah.
You're so angry. Mm. It was that.
Oh, you're so angry. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like, it was kind of all the women against her.
Well, yeah, because thing is,
oh, we were sending like cysts and diseases.
And like, it was also when Aaron was being like weird about like people following him.
Oh, and when it was Brandy, and then it was like Kyle
was
and
Brandy.
Teddy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There was inviting like, Brandy to say things about.
Yeah.
Denise, okay.
There was the confrontation at the Sutton Concept, like, opening. Mm.
We didn't really see Denise and Kyle interact at this party, did we?
No, because Sutton went and sat down.
Yeah.
Sutton, yeah, see? Sutton. Mm. Doesn't know how to argue, but I like to watch her try.
Good. I love her.
Do we? Are we too nice about her?
No. She's good.
Because, like, Kyle's, like, fighting in a season one Beverly Hills way.
Yeah, she's, like, in the limo right now.
She's, like, being logical. And Sutton just, like, name him. Name him. Also, I saw Sutton had, like, a husky dog. Where was Waylon in the background of that scene where she says name him?
Oh, maybe he's like outside pulling up the turf.
Good. That's a good dog.
Yeah. Okay. Shall we hop on a Sprinter bus over to Miami?
Yeah. I mean, that's a long ride from Beverly Hills to Miami, but we can do it.
Yeah. Okay. There's really like a treasure trove of things to talk about.
First of all, I think the editors and the people who do the lower thirds.
The Chirons
really need a raise, because those were working, firing at all cylinders.
Okay. Well, wait, hold on. What is the, I can't even remember what it was now. Okay, no, I remember. Okay. It's It changed a few times, but we eventually landed on Gunkle Joe. Next line, Lisa's gay friend, question mark.
I think it started with Joe, Lisa's gay, or no, no Joe, Lisa's friend, yeah. Question mark.
Yeah, yeah. And then she started talking about how the kids know all her gay friends.
I was like, wow.
I want to know Lisa's gay friends.
Me too. I do think, like, from a parenting perspective, as a parenting expert myself, I think it's actually, like, smart that this is kind of the way she's approaching this with a newer boyfriend.
Yeah.
If you're going to have them around.
Well, I would say my POV, which obviously I have no experience or expertise.
Well, yet. I'm a parenting expert, so yeah, feel free to share yours.
Is that it's like they're young enough that like she can play this game. Like if they were like school age children, I think it's a little like
they would know
dicier to be like doing this.
Yeah.
But when you're dealing with like preschool kids, like we're just hanging out with this man, like what's the difference?
It's your gunkle.
It's your Uncle Joe. In Adriana's old house.
That still throws me off.
Which is the perfect segue to Adriana's current house.
Okay, so bones of the house.
Okay, yeah, you were...
Without
You were getting a bone for the bones.
Well, no, I just like... Okay, I... there are things I really like about the house.
Much like Erica's, I need a floor plan because all we really saw was
the hallway.
It looked like a hallway to nowhere.
So I liked the hallway to nowhere. I thought the windows in the hallway to nowhere were beautiful. The decor was horrible. And then I liked the outside, like the backyard, if it wasn't astroturfed because it seems like it was astroturfed.
Yeah.
Okay. But like the trees over the pool and like that kind of thing is nice.
Well, trees over the pool famously
is not a good idea.
Terrible idea.
Yeah, but who cares? I'm not living there.
Okay. We have the opera singer coming over, belting opera while the dog is humping him.
Are we shipping him in from a non-Miami space? Because the way Adriana talked to him made it seem like he was not from Miami.
Oh, wait, in which way?
She said something about like, this is the Miami way, or like something weird like that.
Mm-mm-mm. Okay, maybe we shipped.
What's your feelings about a suit with a shorts set?
I mean, I think that's like a way for a gay man to serve, say. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you have to be gay to do that.
Yeah,
you do.
Maybe. But like, should you do that?
I think it's fun. I think it could be a fun thing to do.
Okay.
Especially if you're going to do it anywhere.
It's Miami.
You're not going to do it like in the streets of New York City.
Man to serve sea. But people do it in the streets of New York City.
I mean, not the time or the place.
You know, there's somebody who my brain is on who I feel like does it a lot. Yeah.
I know who your brain is on. But we're not going to go there. okay. We... Not to linger on this, but Dr. Nicole and Anthony are practicing basketball.
The beginning of the scene felt so it to me. Like, maybe it's because I've recently found out she follows Candace Owens, but like, there was something about the beginning of the scene that like freaked me out, but then I got used to seeing them in this space once she got good at basketball.
Okay, once she got good.
She would be great, oh my god, if they did a live action. I know Space Jam is live action, but if they did like a live action where the tunes were live, she would be a great Lola Bunny playing basketball.
Oh, you're trying to like cast her as Lola.
Right? Doesn't she have the look?
I guess so. Especially while she was like doing good at basketball. Okay. Alexia, Frankie, and Peter at the oxygen facility.
Yeah, I feel like we're trying to... I feel like we're doing some work to make Peter look better these days.
Okay.
It feels like he's coming around a little more.
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's look at him in a positive light.
I feel like that's what Alexia probably wants.
Sure.
Obviously, yeah. You can Google everything.
Google Schmoogle.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think we really like hung out with Gertie. I don't think we hung out with Lars other than like planning this event.
Yeah, it's funny. It's interesting we're not hanging out with Gertie when she's got like the biggest story right now.
Well, it seems like next week will be a bigger Gertie week, I want to say. Is there anything else we really want to attend to before we get onto the sprinter van?
No, I want to get on the sprinter van and fart.
Fart and shart and...
flatulence.
Oh my God. 9 minutes in. We had to stop 9 minutes for for us to take a fart break.
Just like, okay, Alexia and Marisol, they are professional shit talkers, so it's like not surprising that they're going to be talking shit about Adriana like farting in the bathroom. Yeah. It's just so funny that it's so perfect and so Miami that it became like such a huge part of this episode.
Like, they would have been fine except for talking about her farting. Yeah. And Russell's like fully disassociating on the sprinter van.
Because like this dude, he's like, isn't he a firefighter?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. He's like a real life person. But like Marcus is like, like taking it in.
Yeah. You know? Well, because Marcus, he obviously now he's ready for this stardom. I mean, he goes on Traitors after this.
And he's like figuring out in this very sprinter who is a traitor.
He becomes friends with Tamara Judge after this.
Oh my God. Tamara Judge, Johnny Bananas.
Oh my God. We'll get to him later.
Okay, so we eventually get to the stadium, and Marisol and Adriana are actually on the same team, but it feels like there's 20 people on the same team, so like, who cares?
Yeah, because it's like a general celebrity, and I put that in quotes, basketball game, but I didn't recognize anyone. Like, where is like all the Miami stars? Like,
yeah.
Gloria Estefan.
Emilio Estefan.
Emilio, Rosie O'Donnell.
It also, like, the energy of them walking into the stadium reminded me of Ronge women walking into Brooklyn Cyclones Stadium.
Was there a crowd, though?
At this event?
Yeah. Because the funny thing about the Ronge women walking into the Brooklyn Cyclones Stadium is that they actually, like, attract a crowd of people who are, like, cheering them.
You know, I think I was just so focused on the women of Miami that I didn't, like... I was blinded by whether there was even a person in the seats.
I get what you mean, though. Like, walking in, like, just, like, getting your bearings, doing sports, walking through security.
Being in the locker room.
Being in the locker room. Marisol made me laugh when talking about the urinals.
Yeah.
I mean, like, they're basically, like, Travis Kelce adjacent. That happens in a locker room, that man.
He happens in a locker room. Yeah, that's right. I mean, Adriana was just so funny this episode.
She, and, like, honestly... I was watching her during that sprinter ride, and like, she looked chic.
Yeah.
There was something about like her sunglasses. It was like giving like 1990s Princess Diana.
She's our generation's Princess Di. She really is.
She is like Princess Di's generation.
And then we also had the told by Larsa Chirons.
Yes. Of everyone who was told about Gertie's cancer.
And then the Chiron of Larsa basically told everybody.
Other fun moments, we had Adriana eating shit on the court. And then, like, we got Marisol and Alexia mocking her in confessionals. Then Marisol herself ate shit, which was fun.
Kiki twists.
Everyone got injured.
Yeah. But only Julia scored.
Yeah. Athlete.
And then... Todd brings the boys to go get the cake for Alexia because it's Alexia's birthday. And it's the grand reveal of the present that Alexia said, just wait till you see what Todd's going to get me. That $78,000 watch.
It's like an oversized watch. Like,
I can't wear a watch.
Well, I mean, weak wrists. Yeah, I know.
I know. I could barely like lift my arm up.
But like, who needs a watch these days? No offense to grandpappy and everyone. To
grandpappy. I already insulted your grandpappy.
I know.
You're wearing these watches, right? And like, the point is everyone knows that's an expensive watch.
Mm-hmm.
So then like, aren't you putting yourself... at risk to be robbed?
Of course.
So I don't want that danger.
Well, think about like everything these women do. Like, I mean, like Kyle walking in with that 75,000 Hermes bag. Like, hello.
Yeah.
I'd rather have that, actually.
The bag?
Yeah.
What? Wait, what? Which, she, what? Where did you bring the bag?
To the premiere.
Oh, I must have missed that. Was there like a dollar sign?
I think so. And Garcelle was like, oh my God. And she petted it.
Oh, I think I like disassociated, much like Russell.
I'm very detail oriented.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's it.
Okay.
We have a freak of the week and a one true queen. Our freak of the week this week is none other than John Jansen. Who, as the story goes, like, Shannon was trying to like say, oh, John doesn't like being on camera, doesn't want to like talk about, doesn't want me to talk about their relationship, doesn't want this. Da, 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 da. And lo and behold.
Smash cut to the quiet woman.
Smash cut to the quiet woman.
In one of those booths we know all too well.
Where people claim and disclaim plates.
Yes. There's a photo that is posted. It's not posted by Alexis Bellino herself. It's posted by one of her gay friends.
It's always a gay friend.
She's always with... Alexis now rolls mostly with gay people.
Ally.
We as gay people. And it's a photo of a group of people, but in the center is...
Arm around.
Arm around is John Jansen and Alexis Bellino.
Which...
This was brought to my attention by Kelly Dodd on Jeff Lewis Live on Monday.
Oh my God. The loudest woman. Forgot the quiet woman.
So, obviously, like, this was posted for attention. Alexis has since put out, like, some sort of post that said, like, don't believe everything that you hear. Like, we just met each other. We're like, just friends, yada, yada, yada.
Well, we're posing together for a photograph.
Yeah. Yeah. But, like...
Oh, so you're, like, Team Alexis.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay, of course, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, it serves Alexis because...
It gets the girls talking. It's like, oh, we need Alexis back. I mean, like, it's people have already been abuzz about, like, getting from Alexis BravoCon back on OC.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know that she's, like, now... She's been friends with Heather. She's now becoming friends again with Tamra.
Oh, my God.
Tamra's always in the comments.
It's all happening.
So let's make it happen.
Are we waiting for, like, after holidays to get cameras up?
I feel like cameras have been up.
Oh, you think so?
When I sent you Glam by Pam posting Shannon.
When Shannon was serving.
Yeah, because I don't think that was Trace Amiga's tour.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that would be the only other thing.
So I think we might have light cameras up.
Like light cameras.
Maybe. I'm hoping.
Maybe we're filming, like, the solo scenes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's hoping.
Very interesting.
And it's like so interesting because I feel like when the Shannon stuff all went down, we thought she wasn't going to go to BravoCon. Yeah. We thought she was never going to do the show again.
Yeah.
She was like the belle of the fucking ball at BravoCon.
Fucking nuts. What is going on?
Okay. So should we do the one true queen?
Well, yeah, we had one and then we realize, like, oh no, there's actually a truer queen.
Yeah, so our one that we had was Lindsay Hubbard for going on a date with Johnny Bananas.
During the wedding weekend where, like, a ton of people who were going to the wedding ended up going down there and, like, partying and having the time of their lives.
Yeah.
She's spotted with Bananas himself.
Yeah, and obviously Bananas from Real World fame, the Challenge fame, and now going to be the Traitors fame.
Yes.
And, like, once you're on the Traitors, you're, like, kind of sneaking your way into Bravo world.
Yeah. You are, like, you're destined to be on a... Okay, hold on. Traitors is going to be, like, in January, right?
Hopefully.
Probably.
Yeah.
Theoretically, he will have filmed a reunion with Andy Cohen before Summer House cameras are even up.
Good.
Which just, like, lays the path before us.
Yeah. And, like, I want everyone from Traitors to eventually end up on Bravo. I mean, Janelle's going to be there.
Mm.
I mean, like, Ceri, who won last season.
Yeah.
I saw her in the comments of Tamra's post.
Oh, my God.
Let's get her somewhere. Where is she based?
Okay, so you may be asking yourself, like, oh, wow, like, sounds like Hub's the queen.
No, we've got another queen.
But we've got another queen. You probably already saw it because we posted it on the Come Through Queen Instagram page.
Not everyone follows us. This is your actually
clue. This is a call to action for you to follow, because then you could see a queen in action. Candace posted in her stories and on Twitter a video of her singing Raise Your Glass, aka the Vanderpump Rules theme song, in the style of the promo that's like the emotional reprise.
The promo that's happening now that uses footage from last year's promo.
Yes. And she is singing The House Down.
Boots.
Boots.
I don't even know what that means. Boots.
I mean, Dina Dedley found Dedley.
Is that who sings it originally?
Yeah, Dina Dedley. Oh my God. Wake up. Pay attention, police.
I'm sorry, the only Dina I know is Manzo.
So you clearly are not Googling, schmoogling Dina Dedley in Spotify to bring the theme song up.
No.
No, yeah, yeah. Okay.
I used to remember on my bookmarks the YouTube of season 3's promo. Not promo, the intro.
Oh, yeah, you did.
And I would just click it if I wanted a good time.
That's so sick. Yeah. That's so sick. So, Candace, we implore you, give us a We Never Stop.
Summer House, yeah.
And then give us a Babadoo.
Yeah, give us a Babadoo. Remember when Summer House had a theme song? Bring that back, bitch.
Oh, my God. I don't know if that's the way to convince them. Well. What a week. What a week.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you all in the States. I mean, the Canadians really got it down right. They are doing what I always say to do. Let's do Thanksgiving first. Then you carve the pumpkin for Halloween. And then you have more time for Christmas celebrations. They figured it all out.
October's a really busy month for me, so I actually appreciate November.
Well, we're not worried about you. We're worrying about the whole country at large.
C-U-N-T-R-Y.
Patreon, we have a pre-show, but we also have a bonus episode recapping a vintage Orange County where we have a Friendsgiving amongst Vicky, Tamara, and Shannon. A Tres Amigas-giving, one might say.
Lots of vodka.
Lots of vodka. So head on over to Come Through Queen for links to that, links to social, so you could see the reel of Candace. And just like, comment, subscribe, heart, share, retweet.
Love it, love us, please retweet.
We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
I wanna see ya come through, Queen.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays.
Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.